A school district in South Texas has shut down over COVID infections. Despite sounding like a headline from 2020, today is actually Monday, August 28th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for starting your week with the Texas Minute. We're honored to have you joining us today. The legislator who's been leading the impeachment charge against Attorney General Ken Paxton has been censured at home. More on that coming up. A growing number of local officials are demanding new leadership at the troubled Tarrant County Appraisal District following yet another scandal. The TAD is the agency that sets property values for taxing purposes, and every county has one. Now the mayors of three Tarrant County cities have published a statement calling for the dismissal of TAD's top executive, Jeff Law. Those cities are Keller, Southlake, and Colleyville. Tarrant County Judge Tim O'Hare has also called for new leadership at the Tarrant Appraisal District. On August 25th, 2020, then 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse shot three men, killing two in self-defense during a Black Lives Matter protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rittenhouse is now a resident of Texas and being sued in federal court by the estate of one of the men. In addition to Rittenhouse, the estate of Joseph Rosenbaum is suing Kenosha officials, local sheriff's departments, and several cities and counties for what the lawsuit describes as the wrongful death of Rosenbaum. You might recall that at that Black Lives Matter protest, Rosenbaum, who was white, confronted and chased Rittenhouse, eventually throwing a sack of items at him. According to witness testimony, Rosenbaum reached for Rittenhouse's gun. It was then that Rittenhouse shot and killed Rosenbaum. Rittenhouse was acquitted of all criminal charges in 2021. Leading up to Rittenhouse's trial, it was revealed that Rosenbaum spent most of his adult life in prison for sexual contact with five preteen boys. Well, this next story might have you thinking it is 2020 all over again. That's because the Runge Independent School District in Karnes County announced last week that they would be closing all schools until August 29th. 10 staff members have tested positive for COVID-19. The school district currently serves 195 students and has 43 faculty members across its schools. Runge ISD has also put extracurricular activities and team practices on hold. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Are Democrats stealing the Texas House? Texas Scorecard's new documentary, The Texas Heist, is out now. Follow along with Michael Quinn Sullivan as he visits with Texans who all say the same thing. Democrats run the show in the Texas House. Watch The Texas Heist now on YouTube, Roku, Apple TV, or go to texasscorecard.com.
The Republican Party of Bandera County has censured their state representative Andrew Murr of Junction. They cite his opposition to the core principles of the Republican Party of Texas and his role in impeaching Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Murr was appointed by House Speaker Dade Phelan to chair the General Investigating Committee. From that position, Murr launched a secret investigation into Paxton, which resulted in a rushed impeachment vote on the House floor in late May. It's worth noting that Phelan himself was recently censured by the largest county in his East Texas district. Among the violations cited by the Bandera County GOP against Murr were his support of appointing Democrat committee chairs and his opposition to school choice. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at texasscorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Sydney Henry, Aaron Anderson, and Emily Medeiros. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Let's go have a great week.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.